I'm Francesco Graziano Jr. with your CPTV Sports Watch. Everyone at CPTV Sports would like to thank you for the 39,000 votes in the You Choose Thanksgiving poll. We will broadcast Santa Fe at New London Football live at 10 a.m. Thursday. It is the latest installment of the oldest rivalry in Connecticut high school football. Ben Slowick intercepted Woodland three times Friday night in a 20-19 Derby victory live on CPTV Sports. Slowick has been nominated in the You Choose Athlete of the Week poll. 132 combined points were scored Friday night when Torrington outdueled Crosby Waterbury 75-57. Newton Freas rushed for 260 yards and 5 touchdowns for Torrington, while Crosby's Chris Matthews gained 346 yards on the ground and hit the end zone 4 times. Both young men have also been nominated in this week's You Choose poll. You may also vote for Montville football's John McRae, St. Paul Catholic football's Eli Parks, and Glastonbury football's Keon Dixon, but do it until noon today. Our latest Best in Connecticut Sports Spotlight featuring three Connecticut high school gals who signed their national letter of intent to play NCAA Division I athletics is available now on YouTube.com/CPTVSports. Mackenzie Townsend netted the only goal of the national championship game as UConn triumphed over Syracuse 1-0 for their second consecutive field hockey title. It is their fourth in school history. The women's soccer team was knocked out in the second round of the NCAA tournament 1-0 against Penn State Friday. UConn men's basketball dropped the finale of the Puerto Rico Tip-Off Classic to West Virginia 78-68 Sunday. Daniel Hamilton scored 15 to go with 11 rebounds for the Huskies in the loss. Before the game, Omar Calhoun and three other Huskies were all suspended by the University of Connecticut for a violation of team rules. The UConn women slammed Creighton 96-60 Sunday. Brianna Stewart had 25-10 for the Huskies. The football team was crushed by Cincinnati Saturday 41-0. They are now 2-8 on the season. UConn men's hockey skated against two ranked teams this weekend, overcoming number 11 Vermont 2-1 Friday, but losing 5-2 to number 3 Boston University Saturday. CPTV Sports, on air and online at cptvsports.org.